The World Food Programme is facing challenges in funding its operation for the Syria emergency. We are operating like a household, like a family, and a family who doesn't know from month to month if we will have enough money to pay the bills. This is how WFP operates now. We need to raise $19 million each week in order to provide food assistance to 2.4 million hungry people inside Syria and to more than 1 million refugees in all the neighboring countries, Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, Turkey. And to continue our response until the month of June, we urgently need $81 million.
Some of the agencies have said the funding levels has reached a breaking point. Is WFP at that level?
I would say that WFP is one agency who gets some nice contribution. We are grateful for the generosity of many of our donors who have supported the Syria operation since the start. But as the humanitarian situation is deteriorating with the increasing of the conflict and the violence, the need increases and our ability to respond is threatened by our inability to keep up the resources at the level of the needs. That's why we are concerned, but we are very grateful to donors for what they already provided to WFP. We have 3 months each time between the moment we get the cash and the moment we distribute the food. 3 months pipeline, and this pipeline cannot be break. This is why we are concerned about the funding for the future. What will happen after June if contributions are not coming at the same rhythm?
And what is going to happen after June? What kind of scenario do you foresee after June in terms of the assistance that you will provide to the refugees and those displaced?
In general, the lack of funding would mean that World Food Programme could resort to decreasing the number of people it currently supports and also would have plans to expand and increase the number of people it plans to feed. Of course, also we have a transition between the food ration we distribute in neighboring countries and the transition to food vouchers. We might reduce the amount of the food voucher we provide in some camps. That's why we are quite concerned. And I would like to add that our assistance inside Syria is very important for the region. Not meeting the food needs inside Syria will be a push factor, creating more refugees, and then it will be more expensive to meet their needs in the near future. So it's so important to fund now to avoid more expenses in the future.
You have operations in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Turkey. When you look at them, which ones are at most risk of being scaled down drastically if funding does not come?
We have a concern regarding Jordan. Funds for the voucher program in Jordan are only sufficient until mid-May, after which, if we do not get the funds, we will have to reduce the voucher value, and it would be only sufficient for 2 weeks instead of the current month. And this will impact around 175,000 Syrian refugees living with the Jordanian community. We are also concerned because in March, through the voucher program, WFP injected around $13 million into local economies of Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt. And suspending this voucher program could result, in fact, in a constraint in the restraint in the local economies. It brings a push to local economies. If we stop that, there will be consequences also for the local economy.